Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. One day there was a man walking along, talking to God, and the two of them were so close and enjoyed such intimate communion that the two of them wound up their stroll together by walking through the gates of heaven. God simply removed him from the earth and transferred him to another place, his eternal home in heaven. The story is summarized for us in the context of today's verse. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. I'm sure what happened to that man makes him one of the truly great men of the Bible. As we look into this, we ask ourselves, what did he do that was so remarkable? What is the testimony of his life? Is there something mentioned that we can do so our lives will really count in the kingdom of God? Yes, there is. It is told in three short, simple words. He pleased God. And Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. By faith he walked with God, he pleased God. And then the Bible says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. This is a faith that leads us to progressively and diligently persevere in our conformity to the will of God and communion with God himself. Why is it impossible to please God without faith? First of all, if we do not believe in God, we will not come to God. And second, we cannot walk with God apart from faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. So in our natural state without Christ, we have lost God's love, God's life, and God's likeness. We walk in the dark without the light of God, and we walk alone without communion with him. Think about it. Who would choose to walk alone in the dark when he could walk with God in the light? Those who seek God have this promise. Then you shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Then you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. The reward is that God will reveal himself, and there could be no greater reward than that. May God bless you as you fill your life with his word.